It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, March 1st, 2018. It's the birthday of American novelist and critic William Dean Howells, born in Martins Ferry, Ohio in 1837. Regarded as the dean of late 19th century American letters, he was the champion of literary realism and a close friend and advisor of Mark Twain and Henry James. The son of an itinerant printer and newspaper editor, Howells grew up in various Ohio towns and began work early as a typesetter and later as a reporter. Meanwhile, he taught himself languages, becoming well-read in German, Spanish, and the English classics, and began contributing poems to the Atlantic Monthly. His campaign biography of Abraham Lincoln financed a trip to New England, where he met the great men of the literary establishment there: James Russell Lowell, Oliver Wendell Holmes, Hawthorne, and Emerson. On Lincoln's victory, he was rewarded with a consulship at Venice, which enabled him to marry. On his return to America, he became assistant editor and then editor of the Atlantic Monthly, in which he began publishing reviews and articles that interpreted American writers. He was a shrewd judge of his contemporaries and immediately recognized the worth of Henry James. He was also the first to take Mark Twain seriously as an artist. His first realistic novels of uneventful middle-class life were Their Wedding Journey and A Chance Acquaintance, both published in the early 1870s. Some international novels contrasting American and European manners came next. His best work depicts the American scene as it changed from a simple society where luck and pluck were rewarded to one in which social and economic gulfs were becoming unbridgeable, and the individual's fate was ruled by chance. His deeply shaken social faith is reflected in the novels of his New York period, such as the strongly pro-labor Annie Kilburn and A Hazard of New Fortunes, generally considered his finest work, which dramatizes the teeming competitive life of New York, where a representative group of characters try to establish a magazine. His critical writings of the period welcome the new naturalistic novelists such as Hamlin Garland, Stephen Crane, and Frank Norris, and promoted such European authors as Turgenev, Ibsen, Zola, and Tolstoy. Long before his death, Howells was out of fashion. Later critics have more fairly evaluated his enormous influence, and readers have rediscovered the style, humor, and honesty of his best work. In 1904, he was one of the first 7 people chosen for membership in the American Academy of Arts and Letters. His wife died in 1910, a few days after her birthday, and only 2 weeks after the death of Howells' friend Mark Twain. He soldiered on alone for another 10 years and died in his sleep shortly after midnight on May 11, 1920. He was buried in Cambridge, Massachusetts, not far from his other great friend, novelist Henry James. Howells was also known for his wise aphorisms, like this one: "The secret of the man who is universally interesting is that he is universally interested." He had his whimsical side, too. "Some people," he said, "can stay longer in an hour than others can in a week." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 1st, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.